Hey, what's happening, everyone? Welcome back to Marketing with Colin. This is Colin Siegel on the mic. And today we're going to be talking about creating sales online, getting more customers online. Now, I've talked about different aspects of this in my previous episodes, and we're still before episode number 10 here. So what I'm doing in this episode is just sort of breaking down some concepts that are important to understand if you're going to be selling products and services online, which if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully that is your intention. Whether or not you're an e-commerce business, meaning that you sell products online, you know, nationwide or worldwide, whether you're that sort of business or you're just a local business who, you know, maybe you have a donut shop or maybe you have a nail salon or, you know, something that doesn't necessarily apply to reaching the masses online, you still have your local community online, and everybody is online now. That's one thing in 2021 that is going to continue to move in that direction, is that consumers are online, and it doesn't matter if you're a local business or not, you're going to have a presence there, and you're going to have to understand how to take people that exist out there and convert them into customers online. Because if you don't understand that, and you might be thinking, well, Colin, I don't do that now. My business works just fine. We don't even have social media. We don't do that. I understand, but the problem is that your competition is doing this. And what happens when your competition begins to do new methods of customer acquisition that become cheaper is they're able to get more customers than you. And as a result of that, they can lower their prices and they can essentially beat you. And so if you're not doing these things that are out there, it does affect you. So that was a little quick side tangent. But anyway, getting customers online, essentially that's what this entire podcast is about, right? And in the previous episodes, I've talked about sales funnels. I've talked about creating the ads. I've talked about the different aspects of this process. But I just wanted to take a step back. And again, for somebody who hasn't really spent too much time digging into all this, give you just off the top of my mind some different pointers. So one of the things you have to understand is that acquiring customers online is it's a lot more scalable than, you know, in person, and it's a lot more it's a lot more techie, meaning, you know, you're gonna use platforms to get your message out there. But what you have to also understand is that it's very similar to being in person. And realistically, that's what you're trying to do is you're really just trying to scale what you would be doing if you had this potential prospect or this customer in front of you. And so I think it helps to sometimes think about that, because we can get sort of lost in technology and lost in all these different things we can do. We can run Facebook ads. We can do email campaigns. We can do SMS campaigns. We can build out our website and spend hours upon hours building out, you know, our About Us page and our product pages and making sure they're perfect. And you know, at the end of the day, you do want to produce a great website and you do want to have good ads and all that stuff. But understand this, what you're doing is you're building a relationship with your customers. It's no different than if this were 100 years ago and we were selling right to the people that are right in our local zip code and going out and meeting them. What we're doing is building a relationship, and these tools online, they allow us to do this at scale. And so what I'm talking about is this, okay? You can find an unlimited amount of customers online if you know how to. You can run ads, you can get in front of people, you can drive them to your website, they'll make a purchase. And if you can do that profitably, then you've got a great business and you can scale that up. But something you've got to understand when you're getting started is that you're trying to build a relationship, okay? And an important number for you here, I've got this number from sentisum.com, okay? sentisum.com. They report that a customer basically, it takes about 20, the word for word, often a customer interacts with your brand 20 times before they make a purchase. Okay, let me read that again. A customer interacts with your brand 20 times before they purchase. One more time, 20 times before they purchase. So why am I saying this? Well, think about your own buying behavior. Whenever you hear about a product or a service, or you get this idea that, hey, I need this thing, you really don't go, I need this, and then you go find a company and then you make a purchase right off the bat. That rarely happens. Sure, there's cases where that happens. There's outliers where sometimes somebody will go search something, they'll come across your Google ad, they'll make a purchase right then and there. But that's not real life, okay? And the reason I'm explaining this is because when you're creating your ads and you're creating your website, knowing this going into it is going to save you a lot of headaches, a lot of time, and it's going to set up your expectations properly. Because if you expect to run an ad and then have people click from that ad and go over to your website and buy, you're going to be very disappointed because that's really not the way it works. You have to build the relationship. You have to start this touch point. So if we know going into it that it takes 20 touch points for someone to make a purchase, well, good. I know that in my head. So the cool thing is that with the internet, you can get in front of people and create that first touch point. You can create it at scale. You don't have to wait for people to come to you. You can go to them with good advertising, right? I can pay Facebook to put a video in front of you that introduces my brand to you. And boom, that's touch point number one. Okay? So that's the cool thing. But the reality is that you still, these laws still apply. These are laws that you have to work within. And so the reason it takes 20 touch points is because people, they buy, you've heard the old adage, they buy from people they know, like, and trust. I will tell you, I don't think that's completely true. I don't think people necessarily buy from people they like. I think people buy from people who they believe is going to solve their problem. You know, like if you've got some accountant that is kind of like an asshole, but he is so good at what he does that you know that he's going to have your books done properly every single year and he's going to get you the best return. You don't have to like the guy, but you do trust him. So I think it's more that we buy from people we trust and that we know. Those are definitely facts. But just you could anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic here. Know, like, and trust is fine, right? Let's just pretend they have to know, like, and trust you. So what we're going to do, and I wanted to break this down, my system of advertising and getting in front of people is what I would call the value first advertising system. Okay, value first advertising. What is value first? Well, it's pretty implicit in the name. We're going to provide value first before we actually try to make a sale. Okay, think about it this way. If you are looking to buy something from, you know, it doesn't matter. Let's just say, again, we're going to go buy a baseball bat. If I go up to the store and if I go up to my local baseball or sporting goods store and I tell them, hey, I want to buy a baseball bat. The guy grabs a baseball bat and hands it to me, sticks it in my face and says, here you go. This is it. $200 right now. Would you like to do cash, debit, or credit? That's really not going to work very well, right? I'm going to be like, well, I don't know anything about this bat. I don't know if this is best for what I need. I don't know you. So how about not? And I'm going to walk out of the store or I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to ignore the guy that just stuck the bat in my face and I'm going to say, let me check it out myself. And he's not going to get that commission, right? And you would feel the same way. But yet whenever we run ads or whenever we're doing business online, sometimes we expect to do business this way. We're like, we're going to introduce our product to somebody through an ad and they're going to buy right there. Not how it works. So with the value first advertising system, what it would be more like in that situation with the bat would be, I walk into the sporting goods store. I say, hey, I'm looking for a baseball bat. And the salesman says, okay, let's go over here. And what he does is he asks me some questions about what exactly I'm trying to use a baseball bat for. Okay, he doesn't know if I'm trying to play softball or baseball or what my swing is like. So he's going to ask me a couple questions. And then maybe what he's going to do is say, hey, I've got this guide here that actually tells you how, you know, based on your swing. So let me analyze your swing. And based on your swing, I can recommend the best baseball bat for you. And again, I'm coming up with this off the top of my head because that's how these podcasts are, okay? But the point is that he's providing value first. He's giving me a free analysis of my swing and helping me out. And in the event that I go in there and he works with me, what is he doing through this process of helping me out? Well, he's providing value to me. He's actually, you know, giving me some information on this is how you should choose the bat that you want. He's helping me to understand. He could also analyze my swing. And by the way, he could take it a step further and say, hey, I've got this free, I can do this free analysis with you. I've got a baseball coach over here and he's actually going to take a look at your swing and tell you some areas you can improve. He's going to write you up a little written audit and he's going to give you some guidance right here and tell you verbally what it is that you could be doing better to improve your swing. And then he's also going to tell you what bat you should use based on your swing. So take it a step further and think outside of the product that he's selling and actually literally help me with my swing. Value first. Okay. And so here, we're going to give you this free audit on how you could how you can improve your swing, and these are the bats you can use. And then he gives me this list, and now I'm choosing which bat I want based on things that are relevant to me and based on a relationship, a value that he built. In addition to the fact that he's giving me value, what else is he doing? Well, he's spending time with me. So as a consumer, I'm spending time with the salesperson that's at the sporting goods store, learning about my swing, learning about the different bats that they have. And what's he doing through this 20 or 30 minutes that we're spending together? Well, he's getting to know me a little bit, right? He's probably asked a couple questions about my personal life. He's probably told me a couple funny things that made me laugh. He's probably, you know, told me a little about who he is and what's happening. I'm building a relationship with this person. I'm actually getting a little bit closer to him. And now I feel like I want to go have a drink with this dude, right? And what happens whenever you begin to like somebody, whenever you think somebody's funny and you go, oh, you know, this guy is cool and I like where he's coming from and he's helping me. Well, now all of a sudden I want to do business with him. Okay. And so that's the difference. That's the value first advertising system right there, right? You're providing value first, and then on the back end, the sale is made because I have the information that I need, and it's almost not even really a sale, right? He says, here's the bats you could get. Check them out. I look at this list of bats. I go, well, this one looks cool right here. I chose it myself. He didn't even really have to sell it to me. All he had to do was help me. All he had to do was build that relationship and provide value. So when you're advertising online, you have to think about it the same way. If you go back and listen to my podcast on lead magnets, that's exactly what a lead magnet is, right? It's a system that you use to provide value at scale to people online and to pull them into your funnel. Okay. And by the way, when I speak about marketing, right, like we all know that when we're marketing and advertising, the ultimate goal is to create sales and grow a company. And so sometimes when you speak about it, it's like we want to pull them into our funnel. We want to get them to become a customer. But it's not, I have to speak that way because that's what our objectives are here, is to make the sale. But at the same time, I want you to realize, like, it's not always about that. It's not like I'm trying to get you to do something. What I'm trying to do as a marketer is I want, yes, to create awareness of my brand, but I actually want to help people. That's really the goal, is to help people. And I want to solve their problems. And in sales, the way you sell things is you help people identify that they have problems, okay? So somebody comes to you looking for the baseball bat. Well, they want the baseball bat not because they want a stick of wood. They want the baseball bat because they want to hit the ball out of the park. And their problem is that their current bat is not cutting it for them and it's out of date, and that maybe their swing is messed up and they have problems. You have to help them identify, well, what bat are you using? Oh, you're using, oh, well, that thing's old and yeah, no wonder why you have it. It's dead. The bat's dead. We've got better technology now. We can actually help you hit the ball further with these bats. And also, you might not be swinging completely efficiently, and we can help you improve that swing here at the sporting goods store. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to help them identify that they have a problem, and then we're going to help them solve that problem. And in helping them solve that problem, we're going to present our product as part of the solution. And then it's up to them whether or not they want to make that purchase or not. And if you do that at scale, you'll find that you'll make a lot of sales, right? Because a good percentage of people will decide that they do want to make that purchase. So hopefully this wasn't too all over the place. But guys, the value first advertising system, this is how you sell products online. And remember, it takes 20 touch points to actually sell products to anybody. And this is not just online, it's offline as well. So what I'm to loop back to the very beginning of this episode, and the point of this is when you're starting this relationship, present lead magnets, present valuable things to people, about ebooks, video courses, free videos, things that you can give them to actually help them with their problem. And that's how you can start the relationship. You can put an ad in front of them that is not even intended to sell them anything. The first ad that your consumer sees should not be a sales conversion based ad. It should be a helpful ad. It should be something that, hey, if you got a problem with your baseball swing, check this out. We'll give you a free audit. I want you to film your swing, send it back to us. I'm going to have a coach review it, and we're actually going to help you fix your swing for you. That's something you could do. Now, is that as scalable as like an ebook that you can give away unlimited amounts of? No, because you're actually going to have to review people's videos and audit it. But think about it. If you did that at scale and you were selling high dollar baseball bats, you could you could do really well with that concept. Have people send you a video of their swing. Help them out. Coach them. Spend some time with them. And then you can present the baseball bats and the different gear that they need. So it takes 20 touch points. You don't want to start the first touch point on it being a sales message. You want to start the first touch point with something that's going to help them out and get them to engage with you because they want to engage with you because they want your help. And then now, okay, touch point number one, touch point number two, touch point number three. Now they're checking us out on our website. Now they're getting our free ebook. Now they're seeing our emails. They're going to start seeing our sales ads at a certain point. And eventually they're going to buy. But what you've got to understand is you've got to conceptualize this entire process and bring people in on touch point number one and funnel them all the way down to touch point number 20 on the final sale. And hopefully listening to this podcast will help you do that, because really all that it is, these touch points, I'm doing air quotes, touch points are really just, it's a communication, it's a message, right? It's an email, it's an ad, it's a phone call, it's a text message, it's them on the website. We've got to keep them engaged, we've got to help them out, and we're going to use these different technologies to do that. And once you build out these systems, once you build out an email campaign flow, okay, so I've got this automated email sequence that each person that wants a free baseball bat audit, they get into this and they're going to get this information from me and it's going to be helpful, but I'm not actually doing this individually with each one. I can enroll 1,000 people a day into this thing and they'll each get an email from me. You see, that's how it's scalable. That's how we use the technology to scale. So hopefully this was helpful, guys. 20 touch points. This is how you sell things online at a very broad, backed up level. Looking from the 20,000 foot view, this is how it's done. The doohickeys, the technical little things that we do with the email campaigns and the ads and the everything, it's all just to build into this. It all fits under this umbrella, okay? So think about that. Hopefully that mindset can help you determine what you need to do next in your own marketing. And you guys can have success and scale your company. Thanks for listening. Colin, out.